I'm at the corner of Kingsland Avenue and Del Mar Boulevard around 5 in the afternoon, which is traditionally the height of rush hour. And as I turn here to walk up Del Mar, with the post office on one side of the street right across from the University City Library, traffic is flowing smoothly as it approaches the roundabout at Trinity Avenue. That's not always the case at this time of day, according to University City's Director of Public Works and Parks, who kind of has a front row traffic seat from a window in his City Hall office.
It backs up, but it's in movement.
Sinan Alpaslan realizes congestion can be an issue, but points to studies by the consultant firm CBB Transportation Engineering and Planners, suggesting the problem should be within acceptable levels once the construction is over and the loop trolley is running up and down Del Mar. There is another theory about less traffic congestion once the trolley is operating, as outlined by Loop developer Joe Edwards.
Also, it's going to enable more and more people to take Metrolink to the loop, whether it's the Forest Park stop or the Del Mar loop stop, and hop on the trolley to get there. So that will diminish the number of cars that come in the area.
The trolley is Edwards' vision. He says it should draw investment, making the area more livable, walkable, and attractive for young adults.
And that is the future of cities in our country, and people forget that, how important this is. This isn't just a nostalgic trip.
Mark Strom manages the Rocket Fizz store on Del Mar. At the height of construction, his business almost tanked. But Strom says it has bounced back, and he still strongly believes in the area. But he points out, though, that even if the trolley helps during anticipated peak traffic times, there is another long-term issue that will need to be addressed.
Yes, it is a problem parking down here. I mean, there is parking available, and a lot of it is people don't realize where some of the parking is, like one block off, like behind us over here. There's street parking that can be used, and it's free. You don't have to pay, you know, fees. But during the school year, a lot of times that's full of students parking.
His solution?
There has to be a larger parking area available for this area than just street parking or the small city garage or the small parking lot across the way.
A parking study by CBB Transportation Engineers and Planners seems to follow that approach. It suggests a parking garage as a potential part of any long-term strategy, but that's expensive. A 500-space structure could run as high as $15 million. And that's not in the city's budget. Again, University City Public Works and Parks Director Sinan Alpaslan.
That can be a future planning type of analysis and maybe mitigation measures then can be implemented. But for now, that recommendation, we don't have a plan of action.
So University City and Del Mar Loop businesses continue to wait for construction to wrap up and for the loop trolley to start taking on passengers. The traffic flow and stoplight intervals will be reassessed 6 months after that, and adjustments will likely be made if needed. The project is also not expected to reduce the number of parking spaces already available in the area. All of this development and potential growth fits into Edwards' vision.
I think the area still would have thrived, but I think it's going to thrive more. And long-term stability is real important to me and to cities around the country. And I think it's going to add that.
For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.